It is a virtual walk from Juneau to Ketchikan. And obviously you can't walk to Ketchikan. So it's wherever you are. You walk around your neighborhood, you do a trail, you go on vacation, you walk the beach. All of those miles count on your trek to Ketchikan.
What's your favorite thing about the program, or is there a particular anecdote or story that's come from Walk Southeast?
Well, I think my favorite part about it is when I hear how motivating it is to people who might not normally walk, and that it helps them walk more, get more active, healthier. Some people, their first year, their goal might be to get halfway because that qualifies you for the Alaska Airlines drawing for the round trip tickets. And then they get to that point and they realize, I can go further. So now, like, they might make it to Ketchikan, they might not, but they're doing more than they thought they could. And so they're gaining health benefits in there, and they're getting active, and I think it's great.
And doing more than you thought you could would be a great segue to Linda Krueger, who last year logged the most miles, I believe, right?
It was pretty fun, yeah. My partner and I walk a lot. Every month we do at least one half marathon somewhere, mostly in the Pacific Northwest or California. But last month we got away with three. I think we're on four. So that's a lot of miles when you think 13.1 times three or four times a month. So plus we walk. I make sure that I walk 5 miles a day, at least 5 miles a day. So it adds up, yeah.
And last year you logged, from my understanding, nearly 1,000 miles or three times the distance from Juneau to Ketchikan.
Yeah, I walked back and forth to Ketchikan a lot. It was kind of a joke. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to Ketchikan again.
That was the scenery.
It was beautiful. Mostly it was beautiful, but I have to admit, some of those miles were in the field house.
Okay.
Because some of our days are not the nicest. And when we get a miserable, rainy, pouring, blowing, kind of unsafe day and certainly unfun day to be outdoors, we walk at the field house. You know, what gets me going is pain, actually. I have a really bad back, and walking is one of the best things you can do for back pain. And so if I wake up in the morning and my back is like, oh, you know, I'm not quite, it's a motivator, and it motivates me to get out and walk.
How would participants track their miles?
We have two different methods. We started in 2020 with just a paper tracker, so you can check off your miles, one box for every mile, or like people will log them on the back because some people like to actually keep track of where they walked and how many miles. Linda still loves this method.
I do. I'm old school.
And paper's good. And then we also have an app through My Virtual Mission. It's a platform that does these kind of activities, and we can set our route. And so on the app, you can actually visually see yourself on the route from here to Ketchikan, and it follows the Marine Highway. So you look at the map, and you might be in the middle of the water, but you're on the Marine Highway on your way to Ketchikan.
So I can download an app on my smartphone and then track my miles through there. What counts as miles and what doesn't count as miles?
Miles are your intentional walks, runs, and hike. We like to use the word intentional. We try to motivate you to go on a walk, do something a little bit more. Don't count all of your steps throughout the day when you're, you know, walking around the office or go to the coffee machine, and don't count your steps at the end of the day and say, oh, this is this many miles, but did you go for a walk?
When the program started, how many people participated?
We had just over 400, which, believe it or not, blew us away that first year. We didn't expect that big of a response, which was great. And now it's almost 2,000 people this year.
And people can walk or run on their own, but Parks and Recreation also has community walking events. Can you tell me about those?
We started these walks to the library. We have three city libraries, Douglas, the Valley, Diamond Park, and downtown. And all of them are conveniently located close by trails. And so we can walk a trail to a library, and it seemed like a really good way to connect the libraries and parks and the community, and it's been so fun. We get people of all ages. We get people with babies in carriers and strollers and grandmas and grandpas bringing their grandchildren, and it's just been really fun to see all the different ages of people turn out and walk to the library. And then at the library, we have a snack, and we look at the books that the library has on walking and being outdoors and spending time with your children or grandchildren in nature. And so it's been just a really eye-opener. Just having people experience the trails, experience our libraries, and experiencing spending a little time together. I met three new people yesterday that I hadn't met before, and that's wonderful, too.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.